This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, I'm going to throw out a corporate slogan here and see whether you can tell me what business it's associated with. All right, here you go. Service with the speed of sound. Anybody? Nobody? All right, the answer is Sonic, the fast food burger joint. Chances are, though, that some of you, most of you probably, have never been to a Sonic because the vast majority of their restaurants are down in the southern part of the United States. Be that as it may, though, Sonic is the fourth largest burger chain in this country, and it is looking to expand big time. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
There are about 3,500 Sonics around the country, mostly located in Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Mississippi. But the company plans on opening 1,000 additional locations over the next decade.
With this move, we see Sonic entering that arena of the largest national players and kind of leaving behind those regional players.
Patrick Lanau is a spokesperson for Sonic, which is known for reviving the classic American drive-in. Food is ordered through an intercom and delivered to your car, often by servers on roller skates.
The main difference that sets drive-ins and drive-thrus apart is that the demand for drive-ins are more heavily dependent on the weather.
Hester Jen, an analyst with Ibis World, says that Sonic's business dips pretty dramatically during the colder months. That may explain why it's focusing much of its expansion into California.
When I think of one of the most successful burger chains in the U.S., I think of In-N-Out Burger, which originated in California as a drive-in.
Darren Tristano is a food service concept and menu expert with Technomic. He says Sonic's strategy has been to differentiate itself from its competitors by emphasizing its non-burger menu items, like the more than 1 million different soda flavors it offers.
They also sell hot dogs that are very regionalized in terms of flavor and have items like tater tots on the menu.
So if you don't live in the South and you get a late-night craving for chocolate, pineapple soda, and tater tots delivered on roller skates, soon you may be able to satisfy it. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.